Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
Okay, this is Dr. Cassandra McDonald with It's a Mind Thing. Whew. God is such a glorious God. He's worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. There is no God like our God. Oh, we just praise Him and worship Him because He's all that. Yes, He is. And it's just good to know our God and to just know how. I'm getting a feeling I am not connected. I need to see here that I am. Let's see here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There we are. Oh, good. So we're connected and running. Oh, perfect, perfect. Okay. Again, this is Dr. Cassandra McDowell. This is a Mind Thing. And believing God, just believing God for the things that he said he would do. And I should announce my ministries with caring and sharing ministers, pastor of that. And it's just good from week to week to just talk about his goodness, meet together, talk about him, you know, believing and just quantifying who he is and letting men know. You know, it's so interesting. You never know what people remember, what people say about you, what people know about you. It's interesting to find that out. You don't know what impact, you know, you just, the Lord says here, a little there, a little, some water, some, you know, water here, but he gives, he's the one that gives the increase. But it's awesome when the Lord allows you to see. I ran into someone tonight that I had not seen for almost 10 years. And they were telling me the condition of their health and that they remembered, you know, me praying. And I just don't, I mean, I knew I prayed for them from time to time, but I didn't really remember the actuality, you know, of the specifics of the prayer. But they told me that they reminded me, and I still don't quite remember, but just to see the handiwork of the Lord, they said, I had a cancerous in my lung that they had to take out. It was not benign. It was cancer. And it was the size of an orange. And I don't know how big the lungs are, but that seemed like it pretty much capacitized the lung. And they said it was cancerous. And so he said it took out my teeth, took out my glasses, got ready to do the surgery, did the last, you know, laser surgery, x-ray, so that they could see, you know, pinpoint where to go. And the doctor says, wait a minute, is your name so-and-so? This is you. Here are your charts. And the tumor had, and it was malignant, had decreased to the size of a pea from an orange. They've been studying this, you know, and ready. They're laying there to do the surgery. They said, I'm sorry, but there's some things in medical history we just can't explain. They said, what happened? And at that time, I was teaching at Muskingum University and had his daughter. And he said, well, this is how he framed me. My teacher studies with a vocal professor that is a faith healer, and she prayed for me, and then it went down. They said, well, it's gone. P, there's not malignant. We don't need the surgery. And I hadn't seen him in 10 years, and I heard this testimony. And this, he said, we were just thinking of you the other day, and my daughter and I cried because we thought we lost contact. But God is so merciful, and he's so good, and he's so gracious. So I got to meet them, and I'm like, Lord, you never know, but you did say the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And this is what you have become. Now, what's odd is that my subject for this week is this head comes fully loaded. I mean, the things that God has put in our minds, like he put in my mind to say, oh, no, we're going to pray. We're not just taking this. We're going to pray. We're going to decree and declare that this malignant tumor will leave. Cancerous, huge orange tumor left. And he's here healthy and looks amazing. It didn't go through anything. But God. But you know what? God died. And he said, I'll send by my spirit. And I was reading today in Ezekiel, right before he talks about the dry bones. Let me see if I can find it here. Oh, it's just, I'm like, wow, Lord, your word is magnificent. And this word has life. And this word speaks life. And he said here, I think it's the 27th. Let me look it up right quick. In Ezekiel, because I want to read it to you. And he fulfilled his word just like he said that Now, you know, the Lord, something. I random my hand in the Bible and random right to it. So that is amazing. That's my God, though. 37th chapter. He said, I will, and this is in the 26th verse, 36th chapter of Ezekiel. A new heart also will I give to you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you a new heart of flesh. 27. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And 28. And I will be... And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be, there is my people, and I will be your God. That's some big, heavy stuff. Who is our inheritance? We have to go get the inheritance. We have to get that seed. By faith, we can receive it. The blessings of Abraham. This is what God says. I will be your God, and you will be my people. I'm going to put my spirit. And when God puts his spirit, oh, man, it is just amazing what he puts in you. That's what God is going to do. Oh, my goodness. He is going to just initialize everything you need if you'll believe it. Because He did everything you needed, he put in you before you were born. You came fully loaded. Everything you needed. It's in there. It's already in there. Everything that you ever thought you ever needed from God, it's in there. And The other text subtopic is all of the downloads are here. But there's nothing that you will need to do today or be assigned to do by God that he hasn't fully downloaded for you already. I mean, it's already here. Everything. Invest in it. You have to believe in it. And you have to move forward in it. And you have to know that it's a gift that's just for me. Nobody can do what God has assigned me to do the way he assigned me to do, because he made me for the assignment. You see what I'm saying? He knew in his mind what he needed done, and he made you to fit that bill, just like he did the patriarchs of old, like he did Samson. He only made one. No one else was doing what Samson did. He only made one David. He only made one Daniel. No one else was doing what they were assigned to do. Nobody else. Just them. He only made one Esther. He only made one Paul. He only made one. Because he knew that the downloads that he was putting in you, you would be the only one that could complete that assignment. And it says here, if you look at the imagery that I have on Facebook, God made the promises. Christ fulfilled them. The Spirit became the promised blessing, and we get to enjoy those blessings. Yeah, God died so that you could. And he said, I die that you, I come that you might have life. But it's a choice whether you choose to believe. I'm the only one that can do this the way God wants us to do. Now, he says if you won't praise him, he'll let the rock cry out, but they're not going to give him the praise and glory like he has assigned you to do. And that's why God tells you, I knew you before your mother's womb. I knew you before your mother's womb. I knew you before he said any star or any Big Dipper in the sky. He knew you. He knows if you're going to step up to the plate. He knows if you're going to believe him. He knows. He said, ask whatsoever you will in my name in faith believing, and you shall have. He knows what you're going to ask and what you're not going to ask. He knows your thoughts before you think them. And everything that you're going to ask that he knows you're going to ask and believe him for, he's already prepared it for you because he has no homework that is not done. There's nothing you will ever come up with that he hasn't fully prepared because he already knew you were going to ask him. He already knew that. He already knew that when you were standing there in the hallway and he says, go pray for that person, they need me. Whether you were going to say, or whether you were going to say, yes, Lord. And what he told me is that when I give you an assignment, I've already prepared the hearts of the people I'm telling you about to receive it. I've already prepared. So it's never about you. It's never about them. It's always about him. Let me say that again. Never about you in terms of what he's telling you to do. It has nothing to do with you being embarrassed or feel stupid or what if. It has nothing to do with you. You're the conduit. You're the assignment that he has given. So it's never, you don't ever have to worry about your reputation or any of that being on par or not on par. It's always, always, always about him and never about them. Just doing what he, because he knows their hearts and their minds, and he knows if or if not they're going to receive you. And so he tells you, and out of obedience, and I know when the Lord first started telling me to go say this to this person, that to that person, and telling me their most private business, I'm like, Lord, that's so private. 100%. It was never, ever wrong. I promise you, 100%. What he told me about them was always 100% correct, and they always 100% received it because they knew it was the Lord, because there was no way I would know, no way at all. And they knew that it was God. God is such a gracious God. And David wrote this song about God, and it just made me cry when I read it, and I just used a portion of it from my scriptures. This is from the 2 Samuel and the 22nd verse. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of how many of his enemies? All. There was a time he finally was delivered out of the hand of all of his enemies. And out of the hand of Saul, because Saul had him on the run. And he said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. In him. He knew his God. He said, in him will I trust. For he is my shield and the horn of my salvation. My high tower, my refuge, my savior, thou savest me from violence. David knew the Lord. He knew that he could trust the Lord, and he loved the Lord with all of his heart, his mind, his soul, and his body. And he says, as for me in my house, as for me in my house, we shall serve the Lord. The Lord knew he could always count on David to worship and to praise him. In spite of the things that he did, he repented. He didn't do it again. And he always went and worshiped the Lord. And that's why God will say, there's not a man that has a heart like David. There isn't one. Because he would always honor and serve the Lord. He loved him. And he said, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death come past me, and the floods of the ungodly, men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell come past me about, and the snares prevented me. But in my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God. And he did hear my voice in the honor of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Oh, yeah. God hears. God has a scripture where he says, every tear you shed, he is caught in the bottle, which means there's no tear, nothing that has happened to you that God is not aware of. And he's a God of justice, and he will make it right. You can trust him with all of your heart and know that his love is real. And you can just feel good about yourself and about your purpose. I was in a meeting tonight with the education superintendent, and I heard one of the principals say that the teachers, you know, they're not made to feel. In fact, they're told that they're not experts. And I said, who says that? Are you serious? What do you mean you're not an expert? They said, because if you become an expert, then that means you stop growing. I said, oh my goodness, that's just a horrible mindset. What person would say, I stop growing because I'm an expert? You're an expert in what you know, up to what you know, and then you continue to become more proficient. And I think sometimes as humans, well, I'm just not perfect. I just can't do things right. Well, that's all I'm good for. We say horrible things about ourselves, and other people join in. And in fact, sometimes they're a gang leader. But you know what? Your father that loves you never says that. He doesn't. He always says, come unto me. I've downloaded everything you need to be great. Oh, did I use the word great? Oh, my goodness. But what did he tell Abraham? I will make your name great. We've been told we're not great. We're not experts. We're not this. We're not that. That's not what your father says. Be holy, for I'm holy. Be perfect, for I'm perfect. Up to what you know in that moment. And as you move further, then you learn more and you do more. But oh my goodness, that is not what God wants us to think about ourselves. He wants us to know that we are special. God is the one that would dote on you as his child. So look at my child, like you did Job. Look at my child. Look at him. I'm so proud of my child. My child loves me. My child adores me. My child eschews evil, hates evil. My child wants to do right. My child is perfect in my sight, because he loves me. He said to David that no one had a heart and called David a friend. With all the stuff and all of his imperfection, his heart was right before God. Now that's what God is looking for. That's what God loves, is a perfect heart before him. Then when you are free, then you can receive. I have a little phrase, when you release fear, then you can hear. So when you decide that I am special and you let go of all the negativism and bad things that have been said about you, and you start to feel good and capable and enabled with what God has downloaded in you, you can release some of those fears about, well, what does that person think about me? What if I'm not this? What if I'm not this? You just can let all that go, because you said, my father says, hey, I've made a good thing. Because every gift, good and perfect gift, comes from above. And my father came from above, and now he lives in me. So this is a good thing. And then, not in conceit, but a good thing in him. Then you can be able to receive. As a church, someone I was counseling with said, you know, when I let go of things, I could breathe, I could hear myself. And then God just started speaking stuff to me. God will wake me up in the middle of the night with a sermon. I just keep my phone there so I can just roll over, push my record button, and preach my sermon and go on back to sleep. Or he'll just give me a song. I have very, very busy, very, very long days. But my nights is my quiet time when my mouth is still. And God has my full attention. So he'll do things in dreams to me. He'll warn me in dreams. He'll show me things. He shows me how he's going to protect me. Even though it's tumultuous and I might be in this or that might be happening. But he'll show me. Ah, I am the, like David said, he says, I will call my God because he's my rock. He'll show me how he can be my rock. And David said, I'll trust him for he's my shield. We've been studying the shield of righteousness. God will prove over and over in the horn of my salvation. And we're studying the helmet of salvation. Yeah, and how the head works. Salvation means free. Freedom. But he'll show you the freedom that he has for you and how he's my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Woo! He saves me from violence. I'm telling you, God wants to keep you and he will keep you. And he wants to be that conduit in you that uses that just downpours. Actually, you just push the button for access because he's downpoured everything. Everything you need. It's in there, and it was in there from before birth because God ordained it to be so. So trust in him. Be confident in him. No. But God has great things for you, not mediocre. Great. He's a great God. So he raises a great people. Walk in your greatness through him, loving him. Be more than what you want to be, but be all that God wants you to be. Because he loves you. I have purposefulness in you, God says. Let him grow you and be thankful unto him. Because he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Oh, Jesus. He loves you. Receive his love. Yes. Jesus loves me. Yes. Jesus loves you. And yes. Jesus loves me. For the Bible, so no, he loves you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send your loving arms and just hold that person. Let them know you have purpose in them, and bless them. In Jesus' name, amen.